Welcome to Legislative Report, today with Lancaster County Representative Brian Cutler. And Representative Cutler, many students are preparing to return to school soon. What's been done in Harrisburg to address this issue of school safety?
Well, there's been several bills that have been passed in addition to some funding that was included in the budget that we just passed in June. Specific to the legislation, the Task Force for Child Protection, which came about after the Sandusky case, had a whole series of recommendations to protect students as they are engaged in school activities, school-related activities, or other things in the community. In addition to that, this most recent budget cycle included about $60 million for school safety funding. That will be given out in a block grant kind of approach where the schools will be allowed to spend the money on whatever school safety improvements they feel are best suited for their local needs. We thought that would be important because what might work here in Lancaster County might not be the same thing they need in Warren County or Philadelphia County. And that money came from some surplus accounts that had built up surpluses over the years, including the legislative accounts, as well as some of the judicial accounts and the executive branch accounts. And in addition to that, there was also the Safe to Say proposal that was put in. That was something that our own local senator, Senator Scott Martin, had worked on, and that would create a hotline for reporting of potential cases where students feel that they are in danger. I think all of those continue to be steps in the right direction. We're certainly not done by any stretch of the imagination, but I think it's a great start.
You recently held an ice cream social in Millersville, and besides eating ice cream, what was discussed there?
Well, like many of the other events that we hold throughout the district, this is always one of my favorite times to go out, give a brief update of what's going on in Harrisburg, but more importantly, leave ample time for questions to hear what's important on everybody's minds. And the questions were the normal run of questions. A lot of questions about the budget process, and what was funded or not funded. Also, lots of questions about local road projects or other transportation projects that were either beginning to start or were hopefully wrapping up, mainly, I think, because that impacts everyone's commute on a daily basis. And then also there were several questions about what bills were doing. We talked about the Safe to Say school line, and we also talked about school funding. We talked about school safety. And the one that always comes up is property taxes. And we spent a lengthy amount of time talking about property taxes. As we've discussed before, the largest cost driver for both school budgets and the state budgets continues to be the unfunded or the unpaid bill from the early 2000s with the pension system. And while it predated nearly all of us that are currently in the legislature, the truth is the situation needs to be resolved. So we have been making payments into the system as actuarially required. That's something that didn't happen in the early part of the early 2000s. And because of that, there's a large unpaid balance there. And it's important to note this isn't the fault of the teachers or the employees because they paid their portion. It was a series of decisions, and quite frankly, the law was structured inappropriately in that if there was a surplus in those accounts, it required a payment of zero. And they should have dollar cost averaged or just saved a little bit every quarter like you or I might do, and this problem could have been avoided. But because of that, we're now in a situation where property taxes continue to increase, state spending continues to increase in that line item, and it looks like it will soon level off but still go up a couple $100 million each year, and that's a substantial amount of money, and it needs to be addressed. And certainly going forward, I think it's important to continue to make those payments but also make additional payments so it would be the same as paying our mortgage off early.
Representative Cutler, thank you for another legislative report.